It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week, we bring the latest music and interviews from the bands who make New Jersey rock. Coming up, Kodiak makes their Jersey Rock debut. We premiere the latest single from Skyline, rock a rad track from Rachel Anna Dobkin, and talk with Dan Caputo of Full On Empty. They're rocking the Making Waves Fest at the Brighton Bar in Long Branch on May 18th. The day before that, this group rocks day one of the Making Waves Fest. Here's the Crypt Keeper 5 with Frankie on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Keeper 5 with Frankie on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. That's with their latest album, The Stronghold. You can score it at CryptKeeper5.com. And don't miss them at the Making Waves Fest at the Brighton Bar in Long Branch on May 17th. Joining us over the phone is Pete Bingiani of Kodiak. You can catch them at the Jersey Shore Festival in Seaside Heights on the Coors Light stage on May 18th. Pete, thanks for calling in.
Hey, man, no problem.
Dude, it's a pleasure to have you on, and you know, you guys are playing this huge festival over in Seaside. What can people expect from Kodiak?
A lot of energy. We're a rock and roll band. We sound like Van Halen, and we bring a lot of energy to the stage.
I totally love your sound, and of course, you guys have some good news. You recently signed with a label. You're about to be putting out some music, right?
Yeah, on May 17th, we put out our first single called Goodbye, and we're putting it out through World Sound in April.
We'll be rocking that track momentarily, premiering it here on Jersey Rock. If somebody wants to find out more about you guys, what's the best way they can do that?
You could follow us on all our social media accounts. It's just at We Are Kodiak, and then you can go to our website, kodiakband.com.
Now, of course, beyond this show in Seaside, you guys are rocking Club Trilogy in Connecticut this July, right?
Yeah, July 12th, we'll be in Connecticut at Club Trilogy. I think we're going to be doing it with Carmine there. I think Carmine's going to do a a talking thing about Guitar Zoo, his new album. It's got like Brian May and Slash and a bunch of other great artists on it.
That's going to be a good time. How can someone get tickets for that show?
I think you can go to Club Trilogy, their website. I'm not sure what their website is, but if you could do that, and then we'll also be posting it on our social media.
Beyond that, what do you guys have planned as we move further into 2019?
We're going to be touring a lot. We have a lot of offers coming in right now, a lot of great opportunities that we could be doing either here in the States or overseas. So we're just trying to figure out what's best for us. We just went out to LA and we did an award show out there, the Heavy Metal Music Hall of Fame, and that went over great. And but we might go and do a whole U.S. run and then plan Europe for 2020, or we might just go and do both. We don't know yet.
Awesome. We'll definitely keep us posted on everything that you're up to. We're going to have you on the on-air show this July, but right now we're premiering a brand new track. This is being released on May 17th. And when this is out, what's the best way for someone to get it?
You can go look on all our social medias, you know, KodiakBand.com. Social medias are at We Are Kodiak, and then it'll be on Spotify, iTunes, and just all the other ones, Amazon, you know, like all the regular places that you can find music.
And that track we're talking about is Goodbye. Tell us about this tune.
Goodbye is just like your breakup song. It's a breakup song. It's about a guy and a girl. Probably it's written mostly about being on the road and trying to be in a relationship when you're on the road. And, you know, you go through like hard times because you're long distance and all that other kind of stuff.
Pete Bengiani of Kodiak. See them at the Jersey Shore Festival, rocking the Coors Light stage in Seaside Heights on May 18th, Club Trilogy in Connecticut on July 12th. Pete, thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, no problem, man. Thank you for having me.
Hell yeah. Right now, let's rock that track. Here's Kodiak with Goodbye on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
CageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Hey, this is Brittany from Skyline. You're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rat Jersey Rock Podcast.
From Skyline, that's Background on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. You can stream that track on Spotify and at skyline.bandcamp.com. Learn more at facebook.com/skylinetheband. And Skyline is spelled S-K-Y-E-L-I-N-E. Joining us over the phone is Dan Caputo of Full On Empty. They're rocking the Making Waves Fest at the Brighton Bar in Long Branch on May 18th. Dan, thanks for calling into the show.
Hey, thank you, Tom. How are you, bud?
Totally awesome. It's a pleasure to have you on here. I met you at the Jersey Rock Showcase at the Wonder Bar back in the winter. Thank you for coming to that, by the way.
Oh, no problem. Had a few friends that were on the bill that day, so it was a win-win all the way around. It was just a great night. You had a good night there.
Hell yeah, it was a lot of fun. We had Frankenstein 3000 on the bill, a bunch of other great bands as well. You guys are currently working on a new album. How's that going?
It's going well. We're still writing more material, picking and choosing, you know, what songs are going to be final cuts. And in the meantime, doing some shows and introducing what we're doing to people and get a good response, hopefully.
And I know you guys are currently looking for a keyboard player. Tell us about that.
There is some Moog and other type of stuff kind of incorporated into what we're doing. Currently, one of my guitar players is working that out with his effects pedal board and stuff. But ultimately, I'd like to get somebody on keys to help round out what we're doing. And, you know, that way we can finish polishing up the end product of what we are.
If there's a keyboard player out there listening to this podcast, is there any way they can get a hold of you?
They could reach us on the Full On Empty web page on Facebook, our Facebook page. And they could, if they want, email me at Caputo, C-A-P-U-T-O, Dan@yahoo.com and shoot me a message. And I would love to hear from anybody interested.
And you guys are rocking the Making Waves Fest over at the Brighton Bar, put on by our good friend Bob Macon. It's a multiple-day music festival. You guys are rocking Saturday, the 18th. You're going to be on around 9 o'clock. What can people expect from your performance from Full On Empty?
Well, anybody that's seen me before, this has been a total like blast from a different end of the universe for them, because I've been doing metalcore for a long time. I sing in a band called Negative Sky as well. This happens to be like a 70s rock meets 90s grunge, kind of had a baby sort of thing. It's kind of difficult to explain, but it's a lot more rock oriented. It's a little more laid back. It's a lot more singing. There's no moshing going on basically at this show.
What's the best way to stay up everything that Full On Empty is doing?
Right now, the best way to keep up with us is on our Facebook page. Hit up Full On Empty. Check us out, hit us up with a like, tell us what you think, and we'll be keeping everybody informed about what we'll be doing. And as we expand our social media presence, you know, that'll obviously change, and it will be, we're pretty new, you know, so the building blocks are still being placed as we speak.
The track we're doing is A Perfect Life. Tell us about this tune.
Normally I try to tell people that whatever I write, it's relative to them. You know, my writing is personal to a degree, so it's all about me making you feel without touching you, otherwise I'm not doing my job. But you know, it's trying to be positive. It might not sound that way, but it's definitely got a positive message. So I look forward to seeing if people get into that one.
Dan Caputo of Full On Empty. Catch them at the Brighton Bar in Long Branch on Saturday, May 18th. Dan, thank you so much for calling into the show.
Tom, thank you so much, bro. You're the best.
Let's rock that track right now. Here's Full On Empty with A Perfect Life on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
There is a side of me that gets so lost, I can't explain. Bathing in misery, I drown in waters that I've made, an ocean of truth that washes all of my thoughts away, so far away.
Hey, this is Rachel Anna Dopkin, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9, the Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
Just right, every night. I love the funny feeling that I get inside. Every time we are not the types to sit and let a good thing pass us by. And that's why I am yours and you are mine. And life has a way of leaving today. The past where it should. Do when you are by my side, I'm so alive, yes. A chance to finally feel what it is all about. Without the doubt, know that I'll be there for you no matter what we see or who we'll be. And always trying patiently. And life has a way of leaving today. The past where it should.
Rachel Anna Dobkin with Always on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. Don't miss her at the Stone Pony in Asbury Park on Sunday, May 19th, opening for Tash Sultana. Learn more at rachelannadobkin.com. That does it for this week's Jersey Rock Podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page, WRAT.com, every Sunday at 6 p.m. for a new episode. Or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter at the Club Rat and have it delivered straight to your email. Tune to Jersey Rock at 95.9 The Rat every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 11:30 to hear Garden State talent rock the airwaves. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on the show, email me at jerseyrock@wrat.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.